T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Jetta Cameron, John Ritchie, it's 94 WIP. All right, do you still want him? As NFL free agency comes near in about 3 weeks and you can trades and all this stuff. And well, Antonio Brown, we know, wants out of the Pittsburgh Steelers. Yesterday, a reporter from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette was on that that Dan Patrick show. And this guy, Ed Bouchette, if I'm saying his name right, delivered some news that, John, I had not previously heard. I don't believe was publicly known. You know, we're pretty familiar with the fact that Antonio Brown did not play in the Week 17 game when Pittsburgh surely could have used him, and he kind of left the team hanging, so to speak, which is just ridiculous. Well, this Ed Bouchette guy, reporter from Pittsburgh, quoted as saying on the Dan Patrick show, quote, he left the team three times, once during training camp. I'm reading, this is a verbatim, once during training camp, they covered it up and said he had an injury after the Kansas City loss and at the end of the season. Hmm. Now, you know, and remember last week when Ray Dittinger was in here, and we should talk to Ray about this more tomorrow when he joins us in studio. You know, Ray had alluded to there's a lot more in Antonio Brown than most people kind of know. I forget the exact words, but Ray said something along those lines. And now you find out that the guy, now if this Ed Bouchette guy is to be believed, and of course, you know, we don't know, we weren't there, I would tend to think he's not making it up.
He's been around for a while, Ed Bouchette, for what it's worth.
I mean, if he left the team, you know, unexcused three different times in a huff for whatever reason, that's not the kind of player I want walking in a locker room with the Philadelphia Eagles. He is a magnificent football player. But if on his own, out of frustration or whatever, three times he leaves the squad, that's bad business. John, do you want him now?
It is a total double standard by me to say yes, but I feel like if you could, yeah, with his current contract where you're paying him, I mean, not rock bottom, but I would say rock bottom for his production. Like, everything else being equal, I know he's selfish. I know he's a diva. But because he's so selfish, because his stats matter so much, he will always produce when he's out there on the field. Like, the reason for his production is something that I don't like, but at least I know the bottom line is the guy gets out there and gets it done. And, yeah, you'll probably have to jump through a hoop here or there. I think it's worth a shot. If you can trade for him,
sure,
and get him, lock him in for whatever it is, you know, 12 point something, 11 something for the next two years after that. I do, like, I'm not 100% sold because I know that there will be distractions and that sort of thing.
Right.
I feel like this locker room can weather that, and he will undoubtedly bring you incredible memories, incredible production, incredible wins alone. Like, this guy alone,
he's a Hall of Fame player.
Is the
There's
best
no
wide yeah. receiver in football. Yeah. Yeah. And when you would potentially be paying him just, you know, like $1 million more than what you're paying Nelson Agholor for this year,
yeah,
I'd say, yeah, I can do it. I can stomach this.
One thing that to me, through all my years being a fan of sports, has certainly stood out to me. That kind of substantiates what you're saying there, John. A player that's a pain in the rump in one place doesn't mean he's going to be a pain in the rump at the other place. I think he's more inclined to be a pain than the guy that's never been a pain. But some of these guys that get frustrated, when they do get to the new place, they are not doing the stuff, the antics that they previously had done, because they are in a happier spot for them. Better relationship with the coach, better relationship with the quarterback, whatever it may be. Less aggravation, less frustration with management. They haven't battled yet. See, you know, that new clean slate and Randy Moss to New England is an all-time example.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Randy Moss was a disaster with the Raiders. I mean, he you know, still did some stuff on the field, but he was clearly not into it. Everybody knew he wasn't into it. He gets to New England, and it's like, wow, yeah, this guy. I remember this guy. This is the best receiver in football right now. And New England benefited from that for 3 years because change of scenery did him good. So I will say, you know, that I do recognize the possibility that in acquiring Antonio Brown and putting him in a new setting, maybe he does behave. But I also know you're also taking a leap, though, because anyone that's left his team three times, you know, that guy's way more likely to cause a problem than the guy that's never left his team ever. And that's what Howie Roseman would have to weigh in trying to figure out whether he's worth it.
You know, we had, you know about the Barrett Robbins incident at the Super Bowl, and we had, he left the team and was in Mexico, and he was having, you know, mental health issues. We had other situations where he left the team, and the team covered it up. And we all knew that we were a much better offense when he was in there. The guy made the Pro Bowl that year that he went AWOL. Because he was an awesome center. He was so smart. He would just crush people. And he was the guy who was directing the offense out there. I mean, you know, Rich Gannon, of course, really smart guy, great quarterback. But Barrett Robbins was the guy who made that offensive line run and communicated everything. He was wonderful as a player. We knew we needed him. And that is the same. It's the same dynamic. There are a lot more guys than you realize are problems behind the scenes. There are entire, you know, armies of like security guys on every team that have to deal with headaches all the time. And, you know, it's a shame that sometimes guys, their heads, their self-opinion is so inflated that they become problematic as people. But when you boil it down, and you're judging them on just the football part, it's a sad state of affairs. But some of these guys are the best football players we got.
Look, it's. Do you still want them now? When you hear a situation like that again, the reporter from Pittsburgh saying, quote, he left the team three times. Once during training camp, they covered it up and said he had an injury after the Kansas City loss and at the end of the season. When you hear that, do you still want Antonio Brown?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.